Blackstone Audiobooks presents One More River by John Galsworthy. Dedication to Rudolph and Viola Sauter. Chapter 1. Claire, who for 17 months had been the wife of Sir Gerald Corvin of the Colonial Service, stood on the boat deck of an Orient liner in the River Thames, waiting for it to dock. It was 10 o'clock of a mild day in October, but she wore a thick tweed coat, for the voyage had been hot. She looked pale, indeed a little sallow, but her clear brown eyes were fixed eagerly on the land, and her slightly touched-up lips were parted, so that her face had the vividness to which it was accustomed. She stood alone until a voice said, "Oh, here you are!" And a young man appearing from behind a boat stood beside her. Without turning, she said, "Absolutely perfect day. It ought to be lovely at home. I thought you'd be staying in town for a night at least, and we could have had a dinner and theatre, won't you? My dear young man, I shall be met. Perfectly damnable things coming to an end. Often more damnable things beginning." He gave her a long look and said suddenly, "Claire, you realize, of course, that I love you." She nodded. "Yes, but you don't love me." "Wholly without prejudice."